This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Jacob Olson, O-L-S-O-N. Date of birth 11-3-1992. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Olson, who was last seen September 7th of 2022. He's feeling well. He actually has lost 32 pounds over the last year. He has been not eating as much as usual. He did have his transplant evaluation last month in Grand Rapids and had extra testing, and all results were normal, he reports. He's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine output is good, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea, no orthopnea, or PND. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram daily. Also, Myfortic is 180 milligram three times a day, and Lasix 40 milligram daily. In addition to other, and also he had some infusions of belatacept. He gets that infusion, actually, he gets that every 28 days. A physical exam, weight 215 pounds, pulse 102, oxygen saturation is 97%, blood pressure 130/80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. He has a clotted AV fistula on the left. He has chronic nystagmus. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Kidney, transplanted kidneys on the right side. There's no firmness, no tenderness, and no ascites. And he has chronic 2+ edema of the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11-15 of 2023. And creatinine is stable at 2.03 with estimated GFR of 44. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 10.1. Albumin 4.65, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 110.6, hemoglobin 14.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and history of renal transplant August 22nd, 2018. And chronic obesity. Also, he has Alport's disease and FSGS, causing his original renal failure. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.